Geek Radio Daily for Not Monday, and that's really all that matters. If you stop and think about it, it's the 13th of December, 2016. Tis all the geek without the weight. Hey, how you doing? Slap me some skin. We're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy places. The folks bringing it to you today, look there. It's the guy who gets tired of me doing all the intros. It's Saucy.
Can't you just say hello like a normal person?
No, it really does involve a bunch of other words. Hi, I got somewhere to be. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Maybe he shouldn't come into a gay bar without wearing pants.
Whoa, that's not the intro that I thought that was. Tell me, what happened this fine day, yo?
Page 209, the first abdominal surgery procedure was performed in Danville, Kentucky on Janetown Crawford. The operation was performed without an anesthetic.
Good Lord. 1816, John Adamson received a patent for a dry dock.
1843, Charles Dickens first publishes A Christmas Carol.
1884, Percy Everett received a patent for the first coin-operated weighing machine.
1913, the horror film The Werewolf, directed by Henry McRae, starring Clarence Burton, Tiguris Theaters.
It was like an eight-minute-long film, very first werewolf film ever. It was back in the day. 1962, NASA launches Relay 1, the first active repeater communication satellite.
1972, Eugene Kernan and Harrison Schmitt begin the sixth and final extravehicular activity, or moonwalk, of Apollo 17.
1975, the RCA SATCOM 1 satellite is launched on a Delta 3000 from Cape Canaveral.
1985, Paramount Pictures releases the comedy film Clue.
Flames, out from the side. 1992, Project Runeberg, an open and voluntary initiative to publish free electronic editions of Scandinavian literature on the internet, is launched by Lars Aronson. Thank you.
1996, Warner Brothers releases the sci-fi comedy film Mars Attacks.
Okay. 1999, John Koskine, chairman of the President's Council on Year 2000 Conversion, publicly pleads with hackers and programmers to show mercy in any efforts to disable computers during the onset of Y2K.
2003, Sony releases the PSX digital video recorder in Japan.
2005, an international collaboration of astronomers announces that the results of the reanalyzed archived Hubble Space Telescope photos support the theory that both visible and dark matter are clumped into web-like structures across the universe.
2006, Chiang Dai-ming, the first man in history to be criminally convicted for using BitTorrent software, loses his appeal.
Daredevil, which I can understand, Miss Congeniality, and Red Planet. You go to jail for those movies? I don't think so. Birthdays?
Jamie Foxx is 49 from In Living Color, Miami Vice, Ray, Amazing Spider-Man. I thought the list was going to keep going, man.
Steve Buscemi is 59 from Reservoir Dogs, Ghost World, Big Fish, Armageddon, Sopranos, Boardwalk Empire, I don't know, all kinds of things.
Wendy Malick is 66, Scrooge, Dream On, Emperor's New Groove, Jimmy Neutron, and Adventureland.
Christopher Plummer is 86 from Return of the Pink Panther, Dragnet, I guess if you have to mention Sound of Music, Star Trek VI, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, that's the American version.
Dick Van Dyke is 91 from The Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Dick Tracy, and Diagnosis Murder.
No longer with us, born this date in 1930, Robert Prosky Christine from The Keep and from Gremlins 2. And with that on your resume, you're a damned interesting person.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of The Middle, American Housewives, Fresh Off the Boat, and The Real O'Neills.
Tonight on CBS, a new NCIS Bull starring Anthony Weatherly, or Michael Weatherly, yeah. NCIS New Orleans is a trivia thing.
The finale of The Voice on NBC.
Over on Fox, it's a new Brooklyn, a new Girl, Scream Queens.
Reruns of DC Legends of Tomorrow and The Flash on the CW.
Freeform is showing Christmas Vacation. You're going to see it sometime this year. Why not now?
On Animal Planet, My Cat from Hell, Worst Catastrophes.
Catastrophes? Disney Channel, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Jeanette on Cinemax, Victor Frankenstein.
Comedy Central and I think CMT and like three or four other networks is Rock the Troops will be on this evening.
Predator on Encore.
FX is showing Transformers Age of Extinction.
Tonight on HBO, I Love You Man.
Cool dude, thanks for sharing. FXX The Simpsons, Bonfire the Vanities, Bart gets Dennis Leary's cell phone, Wackiness and Seuss.
Tonight on History Channel, new episode of The Curse of Oak Island.
MTV, it's new Teen Wolf and Sweet Vicious.
New episode of A Crime to Remember on ID.
Sundance, it's a new Meet Joe Black. No, it's not a new one. It's just the film itself. I got happy when writing.
New Life Below Zero on National Geographic.
New Aftermath on Sci-Fi.
Tonight on Showtime, The Affair.
The incredibly wonderful Tucker and Dale vs. Evil on Chiller.
The Family Fang on Stars.
TNT with a new episode of Good Behavior, but tonight we're watching the Hallmark Channel because Isabel makes a carefully composed bucket list of classic holiday traditions to celebrate with her boyfriend. But when he goes AWOL, the list proves challenging and a tempting new romance turns her life upside down. Alicia Witt and Gabriel Hogan star in Christmas List.
No blasted lettuce today!
They make, you know, there are always bad TV movies, but Sci-Fi Channel has nothing on Hallmark Channel's Christmas-themed horrible TV movies. I don't know why we continue to talk about them, or why I do. What kind of strange obsession of that is that? If you have any idea at all, because yes, I'm asking for free psychiatric help, drop a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to talk to you, you know, while the year is here, and we still are as well, because I told you, there's a break coming.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this?
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, Prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this, like, little nerd glee with everything that kept popping up.
Little history doll popping up at you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you know, couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was going to be a rough
movie. How did you watch this shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
My name is Timothy C. Ward. I wrote a book called Mind Swimmers After Turkey Bacon, and this is Geek Radio Daily.
I cannot wait for the movie of that. It's going to be so good. Johnny Depp playing the turkey bacon. It's going to be fantastic, man. Hi there. Welcome back. Yes, indeed, it is your Not Monday edition, so we get this.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No? But you do, and today is your day to pick up quite a few.
Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
How peculiar are they?
Pretty peculiar.
Peculiar? Yeah, that's what
peculiar.
It is. Suicide Squad, the right. Extended cut, which I believe was IGN that said, it's the biggest, stupidest mess that I love so much.
Ben-Hur.
That's the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Legend of Korra, the complete series.
Bridget Jones's Baby.
Really?
Okay. Let's revisit this world.
Let's Be Evil is out today.
Morgan.
Star Trek The Roddenberry Vault. 12 episodes with outtakes and alternate scenes that you allegedly have not seen, but you are a purist and you have them all.
Florence Foster Jenkins. Meryl Streep.
Fear the Walking Dead Season 2.
Southside with You.
But tonight we're getting the story of a small Midwestern town with a troubled teen with homicidal tendencies who must hunt down and destroy a supernatural killer while keeping his own demons at bay. Max Records, Laura Fraser, and Christopher Lloyd star in I Am Not a Serial Killer.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world. From a geeky point of view. This Friday, the OA hits Netflix, and here's why I'm mentioning that, because nobody even really knew the show existed until yesterday. It's from Britt Marling and Zal Batmanglouji, I'm sorry if I said that wrong, dude, the people who made like Another Earth, The Sound of My Voice. It's going to focus on the mysterious disappearance and return of a young woman who may have crossed onto other planes of existence. They've got more teasers up on their Instagram page and stuff, but yeah, there's so much good TV coming on now, we don't even know that it actually exists. We can't be spoiled. There are no spoilers. There are no spoilers.
So Amazon's Grand Tour is TV's most pirated thing currently.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Game of Thrones.
Nope.
Not Westworld.
No.
Okay.
It's a car enthusiast show. They reunited three of the hosts from UK's Top Gear. Apparently, it's the most illegally downloaded show ever.
Wow.
Piracy data analysts at Musso recently released a new report indicating that the series had approximately 7.9 illegal downloads for the first episode, 6.4 million for the second, and 4.6 million for the third. That puts it ahead of the likes of Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead, and more recently Westworld, which have all sat around the top of piracy lists in recent years. That's really crazy.
Would never have guessed that. With 150 guesses and everyone. DC's been doing a lot of crossover comics lately. The Batman TMT comic we've talked about. They have, I don't know if you're aware of this, a Justice League Power Rangers crossover comic coming there, Mr. Saucy. Are you salivating? You certainly are. Well, DC's announced they're doing some more crossovers. Annual set to launch in March of 2017 will be crossing over Hanna-Barbera characters with your DC characters. So their ongoing Flintstones and Future Quest series are going to mesh with Booster Gold and Adam Strange. The one I'm really looking forward to is your Green Lantern Space Ghost crossover. And here's the one I can't get my head around. Suicide Squad Banana Splits are teaming up in a cup. If you could see the face that Saucy's making right now, that is exactly how I felt when I read that. It's strange, it's crazy, but some of these have been really, really cool, and they're going to have backup stories featuring other Hanna-Barbera characters. Who knows if they'll be DC-ified as well.
Super Mario Run is something that people have been looking forward to for, I don't know, a little while.
Even though I can't have it because I don't have an Apple.
This is going to be their debut on iOS. And it is going to be only playable online, so you would need Wi-Fi or data enabled to play the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we hate these when they do this. We hate them so much. Well, the SimCity thing, it always had to be online. That was ridiculous. There's no... what? Piracy? That's usually the reason they give, is because of piracy.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I have no clue. It'll be released later this week on the 15th.
Then I'll get to bitch about this again in just a little bit. There's a ransomware variant out there called Popcorn Time, which is unrelated to a alleged popular BitTorrent client that I've never heard of in my entire life. Here's the way this one works. You know how ransomware works. You get somewhere you're not supposed to be. You get some malicious code on there. And they want you to call a number. And basically, they want you to pay. So you can get rid of the stuff that they've put on your computer. But here's where Popcorn Time's just a little different. They want you to pay one Bitcoin, which right now is about a little under $800, about $775, something like that. And if you do that, they'll decrypt your files. But Saucy, what happens if you don't want to pay the money?
What happens?
They've got a plan.
Oh, boy.
You have to give up two of your friends and let them infect their computers. And they'll decrypt your files, and you don't owe them any money at all.
That's hilarious.
It is hilarious. It's kind of like the worst, most horrible pyramid scheme I've ever heard of.
But we all have those people that we would totally give up.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Criminals can make about $84,000 a month from a single ransomware just running around. It's an incredibly, incredibly weird, horrible thing that is happening. So if you see this one, please, by all means, set up some kind of undercover sting operation. Don't rat out your friends, because digital stitches get snitches? Is that another word? I have no idea. I have the slightest concept. GRD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 93.0 license. But check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go pick yourself up the app. It's a fun thing to have, because you never know what you'll find there. I say that as if I'm planning something. That's ridiculous. Drop a note if you would, please. Try to guess what I may or may not ever be planning. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Have yourself a fantastic one, and we will see you when we do.
I'm going. This is developing into a very bad habit.
Seems I found myself on a voyage of the damned.
Peace out, player.
Good night, suckers.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
Everything all right, Mrs. Ho?
Ladies and gentlemen, you all have one thing in common. You're all being blackmailed.
Oh, yeah?
I have something to say.
Are you trying to make me look stupid?
Don't need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
I didn't do it!
Huh? Old boss from...
Hello, hello again. Chibuka.
I'm just having a good time.
It's you!
I am your singing telegram.
I know who did it. Yvette was here.
And the clock was in here, alive. The doorbell rang.
Ah. By now, she was dead.
Dagger, run down the hall!
That's where it comes out?
Yes, look!
All right, who done it?
Can you keep a secret?
Yes.
Second on it.